shot was loaded. All my sins came back again to defend my honor. Don't push me, I'm furious, trying to keep it cool like Chili Palmer. Fopo on a rampage, shooting blacks at a high rate. Public enemy and KRS was preaching this shit in 88. Y'all gon' learn a thing, homie. Correct me if I'm wrong. Fuck with a nigga, think two blunts of that
in the morning.
Ask me what I'm doing. I'ma say I'm chillin'. All about my biz, yeah. That purpose that I'm feeling. I'm gone, yeah. Free city up in here, man. I'm gone, yeah. Hey, yo, ask me what I'm doing. I'ma say I'm chillin'. Rollin' with my girl, got a beat up on the ceiling. Yeah.
I want to get a song out there that lets people know what I'm doing. That I'm, namely, that I'm riding, smoking, and I'm about my business. We've got to get it out there in the streets. Give it to Sway.
Did you cross that line last night and now you're full of regret?
Home in the middle of the night.
It's time to tell us about your cheat day.
It is our cheat day.
Call us up right now at 888-SHADE45 and share your story on Sway in the Morning.
Love! Should have brought your ass home last night.
16 minutes into the hour. This is a segment that I think we could all identify with. Some will never admit it have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are living in denial. But many of us have cheated at one point in our lives, and it's just human nature, damn it.
Do you think women are looked upon differently cheating than men? Do you strongly agree with that? When a woman cheats, it's like that B-I-T-C-H, that heifer, whoa, that C word. When a man do it, it's like, get your soul.
We've seen it in the history of time. You ever read the book called The Scarlet Letter? That's happened over and over. Even in religious, biblical proportions, a woman who cheats
when you more denounced. What number would you give yourself on a scale of 1 to 10?
What kind of cheater was I?
Yeah.
Average.
5?
In fact.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, I wasn't the best at it. I would get caught. So you get, yeah, you know. You know, but I was young, Heather.
Foolish.
Not just numerically, but mentally.
Yeah, you was young.
I was weak, Heather. Because in certain situations, the situation wasn't cool.
I was a 9.
As a cheater?
Yeah, I loved it. I loved the game.
It was the game. Wasn't even about the act, huh?
Yeah,
the game!
Oh, I get it.
It's like playing poker. That's why I play poker now.
Oh, it's the new cheat.
Yes, poker is the new cheat for me.
You bluff.
I bluff. I look like I, you know, got something I don't have. And
shades on or shades off when you play?
Sometimes shades on, sometimes shades off. Sometimes I like to look in their eye because they can't guess. They can't guess me.
That's cheating. Poker is the new cheating.
So, yeah, better learn it. If you cheated, this is it. Cheat day. 888-742-3345. Ed is on the line. He's on the road. He's a road warrior.
What
Ed,
up,
good morning.
Big Ed.
Ed, how you doing, man?
Man, what's going on, Sway? How's it be?
Hey.
G-Man, you know what's going on? I just had to come clean today, man, you know. I found out she was cheating, so I'm starting to cheat as well. So I feel right now my new motto is for a man to have one woman is too close to having none. So, you know, if I'm sitting on the road right now, you know, I'm getting a lot out here. You know, from New York all the way to Seattle and California, man, you know, I got to do myself a service, man, and do all these ladies a service, so. You know,
you're a delivery man, Ed.
Exactly.
I get it.
You know, all the undercover brothers that's running around out here that don't like their women and all that. You know, man, I got to have them, man. You know,
what
I'm saying? I got to, you know. So,
when the last time you cheated?
Last night.
Damn it! Okay.
Yeah. I'm on the road.
It's not a game. It's not a game.
I'm in Louisiana right now.
Okay, let me ask you. Is it somebody? Did you buy the coupe? Did you buy it? Did you buy it? Or someone
you? No. You know, AKA Trixie is my name, you know. Hey, it's not tricking if you got it, you know. I like to spoil the women, you know what I mean? I like to buy the flowers, the candy, the movies. It's not tricking. That's just, you know, peeing into what, you know,
get a drink. Ultraman X is cyber themed. That's a great point. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Y'all leave.
See, he do the kind of shit I do. He out.
Yeah. Hey, man, you a citizen?
A sway in the morning.
We're going to take more of your cheat day calls. 888-742-3345.
It seems like even on a satellite, the morning radio is still morning radio.
Sway in the morning.
Same
hey, man,
dumb
so
shit.
Bad about it, man. Just listen to the lyrics. I never be the same again. You never understand. She never understand.
I'ma do to him. And
and you can keep the crib. All I'm saying is, let me find out you got men around my kid.
The same again, the same again. She never understands, she never understands.
Smelling my boxes, old gold up in the hood, I'm picked up. We can push through the grimy streets, then throw it up like, that's my nigga. Anybody got something bad to say, son'll come through and deliver. Brushing off his 88 clocks, I can't touch him. I bet a wad on this, y'all can't fuck with him. Semi-shy and I'm laid back. Crystal hat, turns your water broke. I was like pew and I ran back fast, broke my arm in the mix. To find out this bird nigga tapping my shit. It's alright though, maybe he came up with the right dope. Bigger dick, I don't know, must have been the best blow. This thing here, every man in the world goes through. But fuck that, I put a lot of money up, I'm hating.
Oh, Bart, you're coming with me.
Series is expected to arrive in 2016 in celebration of Archie's 75th anniversary and the Ramones' 40th. Corey Taylor's video message to Kanye West addressing West's claim that he is the, quote, greatest living rock star of all time has had over 3 million views. In an interview on SiriusXM's OB Radio, he was asked if he was enjoying the experience, and Taylor replied, quote, God no, because it's so ridiculous. I've written 3 books, I've sold millions of albums, I'm in 2 different bands, I'm in movies and shit, and this is what it took? Me talking about some hard-on. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, man. End quote. You can check out the interview on the Radio Faction Facebook page. With your Faction update, I'm Shannon Guns. Get an F to you every hour on Faction with Jason Ellis.
I don't know. It was made 3 times. You know, the movie about Godzilla. Classic Rewind on SiriusXM. This is Carol Miller. AC/DC, when they tour now, are doing that very limited tour thing because they can. You know, they don't have to go to every place. You know, they get people to come to them. They don't want to overexert themselves. Unlike those youngsters, the Rolling Stones, who just, you know, blow everybody away. Amazing reviews for them. But we do have... Yeah, we have them coming up for you right now on Classic Rewind. We have AC/DC.
Woman, and so Big Red and TC were our characters, and Tullis the Worm, he is a character from quite a ways. I think maybe 50 years ago he was part of the Keith IH. He had something to do with their marketing team, and so we kind of brought him back to life, and we made Tullis the techie part of our story. So Casey is the narrator. She kind of explains what's happening, and then Tullis is the one who gets down to the techie details. And so each of our characters, they represent and they tell different parts of the story.
Absolutely. Well, they are no doubt having an impact already in the book world. We do want to let our viewers know that the Casey and Friends series that are available right now are available in our traditional bookstores and also online. We will be sure to have a link on our website, rfdtv.com, for those online sites. Well, Holly Dufick, author, we certainly appreciate you joining us today and wish you the very best in the future. And we hope to talk with you when the next book comes out as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, every good farmer knows how to prepare for unpredictable growing seasons.
Oh, yeah.
But what about markets? Iowa State University Extension recently released a video series to help farmers manage their financial risk. Crop Marketing 101 features 10 videos to educate farmers on how to sell and market their grain and livestock on the Chicago Board of Trade. ISU faculty and staff teach the basics of buying, selling, and financial strategies. If you would like to watch the videos, just visit our website, rfdtv.com, for a link to the school's YouTube page. We'll keep it right here on your Market Day Report. Natalie is going to have your full forecast at 40 past the hour.
Hello, I'm Janet Atkinson.
I'm Shawna Cotterby.
I'm Dwight Armstrong, CEO of National FFA. Join us every weekend for FFA Today, your number one source for all of the latest from the National FFA organization.
With chapter spotlights from across the country, conversations with FFA members and advisors, news and more, FFA Today is your in-depth look at the nation's premier youth organization.
So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 12.
Something really insidious. I know it doesn't have to be. That's on me, but there's something really insidious about the world's leading premier youth organization.
The voice of agriculture.
Something about it doesn't sound.
Farm Bureau. A survey released by the American Farm Bureau tracks the prices of 10 food staples for a summertime cookout. Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says the survey is largely driven by meat prices.
The ground round price in this year's survey is up about 2% from a year ago. If you look at pork, on the other hand, pork prices have been going down really all year. And hot dogs down almost 2%
what?
From a year ago, and that's going to track pretty closely with pork.
I put all my investments in hot dogs. We're doomed!
About $2 from last year, Anderson says processed food prices have held.
Those costs tend to be really closely related to energy, and so we've had this year lower energy prices than a year ago, and I think that decline in energy is at least partly responsible for that kind of broad-based decline in those further processed items that we see in the basket.
Find the survey at fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Hi, I'm Flint Rasmussen, and I've spent a career entertaining crowds many times from inside a barrel. Well, now I get to spend some time thinking outside the barrel. It's an hour each week as my guests and I discuss...
I should probably specify that I was a rodeo clown. Otherwise, the whole inside the barrel thing might not make much sense.
The barrel with
Flint Fuck, Rasmussen I don't know.
Is Friday, 5 Eastern, 3 Mountain Time, and again Sunday at 1 Eastern Time, right here on Rural Radio Sirius XM80.
Rural Radio Channel 80.
Welcome back to the Market Day. And I hope your day has been off to a great, great start. Let's get you kicked
traffic.
Off with this forecast, giving you a quick, broad overview and where we're seeing the best chances of precipitation alongside with the drier conditions. Now, it's no surprise that we have had a bit of an active forecast set up during the last 24-hour period. So areas such as the Ohio Valley have seen quite a bit of rainfall. And not only that, but from the last 24-hour period, we had that outbreak where we saw storms developing, not so much in the way of tornadoes, but a lot of wind damage reports over the last day or so. Needless to say, cleanup efforts underway. The ag community is hopefully having a brief break in rainfall, but looks like we're still going to be seeing the potential of ongoing shower activity as we progress over the next couple of days. So we'll definitely keep that as a key note over the next at least 48 to 72 hours. So the culprit is alongside a storm system that's gradually moving through much of the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, exiting much of the Carolinas today. And that will also pose a threat still of some storms developing with a slight risk of severe weather. But also want to note a little farther west, across central and west Kansas, also some storms could develop. So we'll definitely keep a watch on these regions for the ag communities. Always just a reminder, have that backup plan in place. Have a way to get updated information because storms can quickly develop and quickly, of course, can become dangerous. So we always have to make sure that we're overly prepared. So satellite radar imagery at this hour continuing to show that ridging, and that's still providing mainly dry and clear skies from central and southern Oklahoma, much of the state of Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, even Mississippi. Mississippi. Now it becomes a bit more unsettled with that wave of energy that was moving through much of the Ohio Valley later last night, has made its way into East Tennessee. Much of Virginia, North and South Carolina, so some additional cloudiness there. Also watching tropical storm that is anchored over parts, or at least just off the coast of New England. And the reason we haven't given it too much thought is the good news here is that it's moving in to colder sea surface temperatures. So as we move forward in time, it's only going to continue to dissipate. So we'll definitely keep a watch on that. We may have seen some higher than normal seas, especially very close to Nova Scotia and parts of East Canada. But otherwise, the Intermountain West, that monsoonal flow keeping widely scattered showers, but areas across the immediate West Coast still staying mainly dry, and that's not great news for the ongoing drought concerns. So as we head northward into Canada, want to note that a front is extended as far east as eastern Canada and as far west as the Canadian prairies, and that still could spark up the potential of some storms, but it has cleared much of central and western Ontario, providing some brief clearing and still some additional cloudiness and stray showers through the Canadian Rockies. So as we head into the next 24-hour period, we'll watch that reinforcing front dodging southward. That's why we're still going to see shower activity throughout the Northeast, Ohio Valley. Then northward through the High Plains, still hot and dry throughout the Mid-South, much of the southern U.S. Some shower activity still focused on parts of the eastern Gulf Coast that will include Florida. Stray showers still likely across the Intermountain West, but it looks like it may shift a bit northward into the northern region.
Listen to any more of that.
Presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like Kale, set with a D. And
for the weekend, nigga, that's the big beach. ATL, Georgia, we call that the big beach. Shake that ass for me, do it like a big freak. 100 bottles in the club, feeling like I'm big meat. Round falls, Escalade with the big screen. Niggas hating, but them niggas sweet like they 16 Balenciagas. We call that the big kick. Diamond shining, seats reclining. These niggas rather kick the ladder as I climb it. Louis luggage, first class flights to switch the climate. 0% 10 on the bent, I had to blind it. 750 LI shit, I let a test drive. They say foreign cars are creased of this sex drive. All my bitches blow that check, fuck them cheap hoes. I like my bitches in tools, I call them free throws. Off a dolo, ride solo, went from Burberry polos. Now we rock our own logos, the Don Dada, no nigga hotter. When you're local, you told a 40 when you blow a chopper. If getting money alone, and I'm a grasshopper. Versace shades, red bone, like I'm Big Papa. Smoking big 50s, yeah, big and big cities. Hit the strip club, big ass and big titties. Popping big bottles, big Tron, big.
Oh, big. Shades, okay. Oh.
Like I'm big, baby, baby. Smoking big 50s,
like, what does
big
this mean?
Big hit the strip club, big ass and big titties. Popping big bottles, big Tron, big Remy.
Yo's the kid Joey Bad. Impact the music we play on Hip Hop Nation by joining the music meeting on SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation.
I had to put on a few of her songs just to hear them with her in the room.
Yeah.
And she ended up singing the whole song to me right at the table like this, right at the console. And I filmed everything. Yeah. I filmed Earth, Wind & Fire in the studio. I filmed Kool & the Gang. I filmed, Patrice Ray Parker Jr.
Uh-huh.
I filmed everyone.
You know, we have Nile Rodgers on
from
the
Chic.
From Chic. And we were talking about that.
Who's killing this right now? Because you're so quick.
That's what we do, man. That's what we do. And we would talk about this bass line.
It's the greatest bass line of all time.
Ever.
It's the foundation of hip-hop.
Ever. And then Queen took it for Another One Bites the Dust, right?
And Vaughn Mason, right? Bounce.
Bounce.
Skate, oh. Rock, roll.
Uh-huh.
Similar.
You know where he said he got it from?
Where?
He said he, I think his uncle or was in Kool & the Gang.
Mm-hmm.
The song Hollywood Swingin'.
Uh-huh.
He said he took the first notes from that, right? And came up with, I know you're going to appreciate this, but listen to the, and I never thought about that. Now I thought it was just, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, you're right. And for those listening, this is where Mason Puffy got this from.
Exactly.
This is Kool & the Gang.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, yeah. What you know about going out, getting wet?
Red legs, TV, stuff up in the headrest. Kind of live it up, not too, did it up, me too.
Okay. We got DJ King. That's interesting.
Yeah. I learned something today. You never told me that.
Shit, when he told me, I was like, oh, that's the gym right there. I could have retired.
Yeah.
You know, and for those that don't know, Nile Rodgers is behind so many classic dance records. I'm going to see how many I can list real quick.
Oh, wow.
Good Times. Oh. Freak Out. We Are Family. He's the Greatest Dancer. I'm Coming Out. Upside Down, Duran Duran, Notorious, David Bowie, Let's Dance, Madonna, Material Girl, Madonna, Like a Virgin, Daft Punk, Get Lucky, and DJ Cassidy featuring Robin Thicke and Jesse J, Calling All Hearts.
There it is. Right. And so many more.
That's the crazy thing.
Jose is on the line from Texas.
Jose!
Say hello to DJ Cassidy, Jose.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, Cassidy?
What's up? Good morning. How are you?
What up, though?
Man, dude, I want to tell you, man, this music, dude, just had my eyes watering, man. It's crazy to hear somebody's bringing it back. It just sounds amazing to me. That's soulful.
Thank you.
Happy Gilgo music. I tell you, my buddy was sick a while ago. The track, your song came on, he just looked at me and smiled. I was like, that's the stuff right there, man. That's that shit. That's that fire, man. It's crazy.
Thank you so much. You put a smile on my face. That's all I want to hear.
You know,
that's what I'm trying to do.
Can he purchase this song? Like, can
he get this? The song is on iTunes right now.
You know what, Jose? Go get the song. Okay.
Hey, stopping it right now.
All right. That's what's
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you for calling.
Jose, you're a citizen.
I'll swing tomorrow, Dad.
All right. DJ Cassidy is hanging out. Also on the album, you got, as you said, John Legend, Neil Kelly, Roland, Passion Pit.
Yep.
Usher.
Usher.
Melanie Fiona.
Mm-hmm. And it kills me.
That's my girl.
She's amazing.
And it kills me.
That's
come on, give me a little bit of that one.
I should
come
have
on, come
to.
On, come on, come on, come
we,
on. Let's
this
have
is
Melanie
every day, Cassidy. We go back and forth. Sway just gets in his moods, and he pulls out the strangest people that he loves. When he was home, look at him. You see him? Look at Sway.
Come
he
on.
He sit
man.
On his couch.
These songs speak to you, man. If song ain't speaking to you, then it ain't saying
what
nothing.
You making it for? She singing to you, Sway?
I feel like it.
What's up, Mel?
When you do, you always start a fire. But I can't be
all right, all right, all right.
Sounds
all right.
So sweet.
It sounds good, man. DJ Cassie is here.
Yeah.
Cassie, I want you to join me. We got to do a little bit of Celebrity Wire. I'll get on my
phone. Whether it's A-list celebrities.
You're the biggest star in the world right now.
Or D-list has-beens.
Loser! You're a loser! You make me sick, you big baby!
All the gossip, rumors, and news is right here in Celebrity Wire.
All these famous people are doing some crazy things.
Sounds like good gossip to me.
On Sway in the Morning.
All right, DJ Cassidy has joined us. Future is Mine is his new single. Make sure you pick that up.
Yes.
Coming from the album Paradise Royale. Release date to be. We'll let you know when it's coming out.
Yes. I'll be back.
He'll be back.
I'll be back.
Bring some of the artists with you.
Of course.
Ooh.
I will.
Concert series.
Ooh.
Let's do a Cassidy, DJ Cassidy concert series. And we can feature songs off the album.
Bring
artists out.
Hell yeah. And the musicians.
We can set it up. I am totally down with that. There it is. All right, Heather B, what you got?
Ah, man,
that will never happen.
Social media went absolutely crazy. Even my mama texted me to find out if this was true. 50 Cent, he filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy earlier, and it's basically following a sex tape lawsuit that cost him a big chunk of money. A jury recently found LaVonya Levinson. She basically got $5 million or awarded to her after they determined that 50 leaked a sex tape of her and another man. Well, 50 explained why he filed for bankruptcy, and this is what he said. I'm taking the precautions that any good business person would take in this situation. He told this to everyone who was basically listening at the time. He said, you know, when you're successful and stuff, you become a target. I don't want to be a bullseye. I don't want anybody to pick me as the guy that they just come after and make these astronomical claims. I don't want to go through all of that.
We've seen Donald Trump do it.
He said that too, Sway. Oh, my
Multiple
gosh.
Multiple times.
But can you file bankruptcy if you're not?
Well... good question. His attorney, William A. Brewer III, let me add that, he said this filing for personal bankruptcy protection permits Mr. Jackson to continue his involvement with various business interests and continue to work as an entertainer while he pursues orderly reorganization of his financial affairs.
So, yes, you can.
That sounds like a complicated answer for you can if you're complicated.
Yeah, well, you know, when Hammer had a similar experience and... I know, I mean, it doesn't mean you're broke, like you don't have
But I think any... Hammer was closer to that.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. Like, 50, you would, one
he
would imagine.
He was paying 300 staff members.
Yeah, that's pretty, that'll make you
Do you remember what his show looked like?
It was amazing.
Like, I remember what that show looked like. Yeah.
Well, Sway's from Oakland, Hammer's from Oakland.
Oh, that's
sure.
right.
Yeah.
I think it is, that company, that entity that's being sued, it's going destitute. You can file bankruptcy in that regard, but, you know, and then it screws up the credit and all that for a while. You got to work on getting that fixed, but it doesn't mean, Hammer has never been broke. You know
broke
what I mean?
Broke is relative.
Yeah.
Broke is all relative because my broke is different from 50 Cent broke. It's broke is relative. You know?
Broke, your broke is like everybody else's broke.
You know what, Sway? To help you. All right. From broke to beef. All right. Here's the thing. ASAP Rocky. All right. People get in trouble every time they sit down and do interviews. You know, everybody critiques every little word that they said. So ASAP Rocky was asked his opinion on Atlanta rappers and Atlanta artists in particular, and this is what he had to say.
You know, I'm not taking nothing away from Q, is his name. I know his name. Not taking nothing away from him, but I just feel like it's like, come on, you know, it's just, I like the song, and if you ask me if I like the song, yes, this is a dope song, yes. But that's probably why, you know, Future is where, you know, and this sounds like I'm downplaying this guy, and I don't even know him, so I don't got nothing against him. I'm just telling the situation. I feel like it's okay to be inspired, but you can't bite off contemporary artists that's in your same league. You know, you can't get inspired by them, because then that's it's technically biting.
So who was he saying was biting off of who?
Q, OG, Bobby Johnson, and he felt like a lot of the latter rappers bit the Migos flow. You know,
oh,
Migos,
is that what he was saying?
Yeah, that they had a Migos style is being replicated by so many Atlanta rappers. How do you feel about that? I will admit, like, if I hear artists that sound identical to another artist, they can make a great
song.
Who's contemporary can make a great song, but still, everybody who sounds like Future to me, you're always going to sound like Future to me. I might rock out to your song. You may come out with something, you know, great, but that's just me. How do you feel about that, being a DJ and producer and artist?
I'd rather someone be biting Seal Smooth or Greg Nice or something.
Okay.
But you can't always pick who people are going to bite.
That's right, right? Yeah, that was an interesting answer. He didn't say it early. He kind of stayed right there with it. That was a great answer, Pastor.
Thank you. I didn't try that hard, but I'm...
All right, now, do we have time for Tiger?
Well... Tiger might not even have time for Tiger because he's been busy. He's been in the news, all bunch of women, transgenders, the whole nine. But this time, a woman by the name of Shawn Jun Lee, she created a clothing line for Tiger, okay? It was called Last Kings. She basically said that Tiger promised her to put it in the stores, promote the line, and do whatever. He did not do that. Instead, he started his own company called Egypt Kings, and now she's suing him for $1.6 million plus damages. Now, I call bullshit on all of it because I found out that July 24th, well, Tiger has a new show called Kingin' with Tiger. It's a reality show that's going to air on MTV2. So I think all of this stuff Tiger been in the news lately is just leading people to watch this reality show and see what happens, even a lawsuit. I mean, come on, really? You suing people over clothing line? This day and age, I don't think it's going to fly.
Well, if he has a show, then any press is good press.
Right.
And the fact that we're talking about it right now, we're promoting the show. So whether it's true or not, it's good. And I wasn't aware of the show, but now I am, and now I'm going to watch it. I'm a fan of his, so now it. I am tuning in.
Who the fuck would watch fucking Tyga reality show? Who the fuck cares?
No, not his stepfather.
I love you being in the studio. You know what? It don't even matter.
It don't matter.
You know? Something new? Some direct messages on Twitter, supposedly that from Tyga to a transgender, dick pics, you know, I want to hook up with you type thing.
Get that ass ready.
Of course, denied it. But
do we know if he knew that the person was transgender?
Wasn't a transgender that said she didn't know that.
That person was transgender.
So we're talking two different transgenders. None of which I said I believed.
No, you're right. Sway said he didn't believe it. He said something behind it. And lo and behold, there's a show coming out on July 21st. A reality show.
All right, Cassie. So it just goes to prove what we were saying before.
Yeah.
It's to promote a show. Hey, look, if I had a TV show coming out, I would...
start some controversy?
Any and all means to promote it.
Good to know. So when we hear that story about Cassidy dating an alien from Pluto or something,
you'll know the album's on its way.
Yeah. Okay, all right. All right, DJ Cassidy, man. Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you both for having me.
Absolutely. Man. Paradise Royale be coming out soon. But right now, Get That Future Is Mine featuring Chromeo and Patrice Rushen.
Yes.
And when the album is ready, man, bring those in. Let's do an hour.
That would be a blast.
That's hot. Series.
That would be a blast. Thank you guys for having me. It's nice to speak to people who really love music and know music, and it was an honor to be here.
Thank you, man. Honor to have you, man. Tomorrow's show, we're going to have D.L. Hughley is coming
by. Nice,
The one and only Adam Goldberg is coming by.
That's a friend of the show.
And one of the greatest R&B entertainers of our time, R. Kelly. Will be
that's
tomorrow.
My man.
R. Kelly's
that's my man. And go get my single Make the World Go Round with R. Kelly if you don't have that yet.
Ugh. I don't know why I listen to that fucking bullshit. I guess normally I don't. This song sounds like a well-dressed young man running through an alley, and he's got stubble, and he's running, and then it's a perfume ad or something. Or like an ad for a credit card or something, you know? He's just running. And he's like in a suit or something, but he's also a parkour guy. And you're like, why is this guy running? And then he gets somewhere, and then there's like a fucking bourbon for him to drink, and then here's the bourbon, and you should buy it. Or fucking... running because he left his phone somewhere and he needs it, or... running, and then he's running to a store right before they close, and in the store they're selling a particular brand of boxer briefs that he needs before a date. Puts on the boxer briefs and redresses, and then you see he's going on a date. You see he didn't want to go on this date without wearing these particular boxer briefs. He's meeting a lady.
Thanks to Gabe's support around in New York City, right, Los Angeles, we got you covered and we broadcast to the world. And we start... New York City, Ebro died in town. That's his territory. 1978 to 1983, 84. Precursor to Larry Levan. Post-punk. Dance music. The origins. All that influence spreading across the UK. And we start with brothers who soaked it up. We start with Formation. Let's do it.
This kind of stuff, like it's, you know, it's, but I feel like even this sort of rock, like, had its day, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, or seven years ago, or 2006, 2007, 2005, you know, this type of stuff, and like, by 2006, 2007, you know, remixes of songs like this, like, a Mastercraft remix of this song would have been really big 9 years ago. Like, oh man, Justice did a version of this that you really ought to hear. It's a good remix of this on the new Kitsune Masson compilation.
trying to represent the UK, Miami, Florida, plugged in since Daniel. Plugged in from Provo, Utah, says Kyle. Andrew out of the UK is with us right now, at Zaymo, on Twitter. At Beast1, on Twitter. Sound of Formation, kicking things off.
Disclosure, dang, dang. Are you doing? Yeah.
Do not stop, says this sign. All right. Day two of the fancy new San Francisco roadways. Why are all these people driving so slow?
In San Jose, in California. He's singing in New Jersey is Deborah Ellis. Harrisburg, PA is Garrett Bridges. In Canterbury, UK is Susie Wakeham. Listening from Columbia is Caro. Send them in, we're on the air. This is Beats One broadcasting live from Los Angeles, and we follow Formation Disclosure to the sounds of Daywave.
Woo.
It's a button on the lock screen right here on my phone where I can just buy this song. I wonder how many songs they have sold from the radio. And I wonder what that button changes into if you're subscribed to Apple Music, if it's like, hey, listen to stream it. That would be the whole point, right? You're not buying music if you're subscribed to that thing. Atari 2600 Xevious prototype discovered, playable this weekend. I'll read that email. You've got me to read your email. Guys rapping about sending Twitter DMs. Very relatable. Verse 2 is all about adjusting your Facebook privacy settings.
Dressed in black, walk to the bar, JD on the rocks. Tell a man cool, bitch for your laps. Talking hard, you can leave in the box. Don't say names, don't play games. Tell the promoter, free up the court, free up the court, free up the court. Call in the jakes, free up the war, free up the war, free up the war. Head to the fall on my G's that I love. Backhand fall on my G's that they cough. Head to the fall, you can speed to the beat to the man. Couldn't drive in my lane, man. Couldn't walk in my shoes, couldn't put your feet in my socks. Man couldn't talk to my crew. Roman on one, jumping down the beat on the drops. New generation.
generation. Concrete kick off my shoes like I'm racing. Heard my said bones killing to the granting. Would have done a knock that deep if I wasn't in the basement. I just looked top tops, what if they could vacant? Might have to take him, not sure, might have to shake him. Skinning it on a pavement, still a little pagan. Ripping in the kitchen in the apron. Free up his head, free up the man, then free up. We love the gallem, she love the ends, she love the madness, she feel the friends. That's cool with me. We on the block, we on the radio, we on the box. We up the war, we up the war. We got the say so, we on the block. Free up, and then free up. And then I come back and pick my beer up. And I hold that whenever I go back. Because I don't see what I said here. I said a rear, and then free up. And then I come back and pick my beer up. And I hold that whenever I go back. Because I don't see what I said here. We up and free up the sets, free up the man and be up. We love the gallem, she love the ends, she love the man, them, she full with friends. That's cool with me, we on the block, we on the radio, we on the box. Be up the war, be up the war. We got the say so, we on the block.
What?
Free up the sets, free up the man, them, be up.
SP Stable,
she love the ends.
Locked in the record box of Juliet and Nugget, based out of London. And broadcasting around the world every single weekday. Juliet and Nugget, you hear her?
We got the say so, we on the block.
We run the block.
Whoa.
That. You know what's coming up? Mac DeMarco World Records, some Vincent interview, Chemical Brothers, and amazing music. You don't need me to break it down in some kind of radio format. This is Beck and Dreams. More music. More music.
You don't need me to break it down into a radio format. Now let me stick to this radio format by playing this song again. But I will probably forever associate this song with fucking Beats 1. Like, they're for better or worse, they're getting behind songs that no one else is getting behind in a way that almost stamps them. To where the songs now sound like an ad for the station. This fucking dick blocking the fucking lane, you piece of shit, left turning ass motherfucker. And the fucking guy behind you riding your ass is also gonna fucking pull the fucking fast one. And fuck me and this hard working fucking guy with a fucking vice strapped to the back of his truck. Oh, you motherfuckers. Oh, and now the light's changing. I hope you all fucking die. Oh my god. Billboard over here that just says "Who is Jen?" and then has a URL on it. I don't. Who is Jen?
playing out the charts right across the board in the United States of America, making waves in Europe as well with the sound Beck Dream. Following on from his win in the Grammys for Album of the Year with his amazing acoustic album Third of the Trio and an amazing selection of moving and heartfelt records, he returns with fun music. A standard for Beck. Go from one move to the next. This is Beats 1 from Los Angeles with me, Zane Lowe.
That little bit of that song sounds like MGMT to me.
You ready for this?
It's a little, oh, the north, the west, the south kind of thing. This sounds like the fucking melodic drone of the theme song to a wrestling pay-per-view. And we want to thank Bring Me the Horizon for Happy Song, the theme song for WWE Battleground this Sunday on pay-per-view. Skittles! And then on the screen is a picture of Randy Orton, and then in the corner there's like a fucking iTunes logo or something. Viper this Sunday. Like if they pushed it back into fucking the territory of like all licensed music for entrance music, this would be what fucking Randy Orton would walk out to. This fucking limp ass fucking song. And it's like, this doesn't really fit. Oh well, I mean, I guess it technically fits fine. drums of the 90s are alive in London. Put that old fucking CD back on? What the fuck? Can we just like throw some Enya over this beat and like put it out, or like what do we gotta do?
Here from Los Angeles, we look for one song to 100 countries. We call it the world record because that's technically exactly what it is.
Hello?
Hey, is that Mr. DeMarco?
It is. How you doing?
Nice to finally speak with you. What you doing?
Playing a bit.
Sounds nice. You playing some music?
Yeah, a little bit.
We have new music to play, taken from a brand new release called Another One, which is out August the 7th. And the song was called No Other Heart, and I'm speaking to Mac for the very first time, and I sort of caught you making music there for a second, and just describe what's going on. You're in your bedroom, and you've got your home studio set up. What's happening?
Yeah, I got my keyboard set up, just tickling the ivory a little bit.
Nice. Do you need to kind of take time once you've finished
the release? FaceTime and with you.
And regroup once you've made an album or an EP or whatever, or is it just an ongoing process?
Usually right after the release, then we go on tour for, you know, a year or something. So that's the time when I kind of think about it, and then we play those songs live till they're like kind of, you know, just dead to me in a way. So yeah, through that time, then it's kind of like I get home eventually. Oh man, I gotta record something, like I feel crazy. So
you've sort of taken on the most well-trodden but admired and revered subject matter for music, it would seem, on this new release, in terms of dealing with that subject of love.
That's right.
You know, when you decide
to write
this new
record, it's about time someone addressed it.
Subject catch you off guard?
No, I mean, pop music, like you're saying, a lot of it is about that, and I think that it's a very relatable subject to everybody. So I think that a lot of my music is about love, or about, you know, some facet of love. It's like, I don't know why. It's just a basic human thing. You know, everybody's interested in it for some reason.
You're a big softie. Basic, what it is.
That's right. That's right.
Mac DeMarco, No Other Heart is today's world record on Beats One.
Hey,
Sounds like a hilarious mid-period Ween song so far. Someone's gonna come on and start high-pitched screaming at me about the Stallion. Pocket, and it shouldn't be enough to stop the signal, but that's the way it went down. But I put the phone in my pocket like a minute ago. I wonder how long it'll take us to get to a point where no one's charging data by transfer, but by just solely by speed. All right. I gotta go. So, have a good Tuesday. I think they're gonna try and get through the rest of that Bloodborne stuff today. So, keep that in mind. Oh, this door's closed on me. There we go. And I'll see you later. Have a good Tuesday.